in Philadelphia, write. These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened and no man shut it, and shut it and no man opened. I'd like us to look upon again the revelation of the Christ in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. Can we itemize all the bits and pieces of the revelation of that personality that is exposed to us in the book of Revelation 3 verse 7? Said, "These things said he that is holy," that's one. "He that is true," that's two. "He that had the key of David," that's three. "He that opened and no man shut it," four. "And he that shut it and no man opened it," it's five. Hallelujah. "These things said he." These are his words, these are his wishes. This is his will. Hallelujah. Of all the five characteristics mentioned in Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, I want to isolate one which is directly connected to the subject matter of emphasis yesterday. Are you still with me? All right. He that had the key of David. It is this key of David that the Bible says it opened and no man can shut. And if by any means it shuts, no man can open. Now let us see the operation of the key of David. Okay? The key of David is in verse 8. The Bible says, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it." It was the operation of the key of David that secured that door open. Are you with me? Key of David. The key of David opened it. No man can shut. The key of David shuts and no man can open. Are you still with me? Okay, maybe we can add more muscle by stretching the study further. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. Verse 17, the Bible says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Verse 19 is my emphasis. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." What do the keys do? Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. If you notice in this scripture, he is in plural, because Jesus said, I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, one among the keys of the kingdom of heaven is the key of David. There are other keys. The key of David is one among the keys. Now let's get the tenses and get the structure of the utterance quite clearly. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. They are keys of heaven, not keys to heaven, but keys of heaven. Keys of heaven, that means the keys are coming from heaven, but you can use them on the earth. They are not carnal keys, they are heaven's keys. And then Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth. Notice, in the occasion in the book of Revelation, where we read, the Bible says, I've set before thee an open door, open. Bind means to shut. Loose means to open. So what the kingdom keys do is that they open and close things. Alright? Now, when the keys were spoken about in Matthew 16, spoken about in the plural, then Jesus said, whatsoever. That means the keys carry the possibility of opening whatsoever. But when one key was mentioned, the key of David, he said, he opened a door. No man can shut. That means the kingdom keys have specific doors that they can open. Now, I don't want to trouble you by taking you through scriptures to show you other keys apart from the key of David. Because they are kingdom keys delivered from the heavens to kingdom people to operate them and to use them in the earth. Their usage in the earth does not only open things in the earth. When they are used, their operation on earth also creates a mirror of their operation in the heavens. As you are using it on earth, it's being used in the heaven. So as you bind here, as you lose here, it has a function that spans from earth into heaven. And anytime it is engaged, even princes in the spirit know that some things have been bound. A brother was telling me something that God told him. He said that he should go to his village and hold a crusade. While he was praying for the meeting, he felt God tell him that he should go and close the market in his village. So he went, and God now revealed to him that the market that he spoke about was not a physical market, was an underground market. And took him to a location and showed him some things in the spirit, that when he mounts the crusade podium, he should shut the market. So he was on the crusade when he decreed that the market be shut. But he was not prepared for the aftermath of that declaration. All hell broke loose. The people supposed to sponsor him in school, they shut down. Everything shut down. So one of those days, he went and brought a young lad from the village to help him in the town. And he got fed up with all the things that were shut down. And he knelt down, began to pray. They prayed from morning to evening. And in the evening, the young boy began to confess how they have brought him to monitor his life. And the reason for the vengeance is that he shut down the market. And that was many years after he went for that crusade. He shut down the market. He used the keys on earth. But it was not only bound on earth, it was bound in the heaven. Notice that when Noah was in the ark had a kind of door that could only be locked from outside. And it was God himself that came and did the locking. And then when people requested entrance into the ark, Noah said, he doesn't have access to the key. The key was a key of the kingdom of heaven. At that time, humanity had not been given access to those keys. So God uses it himself to lock things. And when it is locked, no man can open. To open things, and when it is open, no man can shut it. Are you still with me? Now, so our scripture yesterday was in Acts chapter 12. Because they used a key here. The key of David. The key of David is specialized in all kinds of doors. From the door that leads to the prison, to the strap of fetters of iron, to the iron gate of the city. The key of David was a master key as far as doors were concerned, because the key of David is specialized to what? Doors. But the keys of the kingdom can handle whatsoever. But that key of David that is part of the keys of the kingdom, that one is specialized for what? Doors. In order to engage the key of David, it's very difficult to engage it. It requires a lot of spiritual energy to engage the use of the key of David. The principle that was deployed in engaging the use of the key of David is a principle of persistent prayer. The Bible says prayer continued. Prayer was offered. It was consistent. One day, 2 days. It takes a lot of energy to get the dynamo of the key of David to kickstart. And then when you have set it in motion, it opens a door. And when it has so done, no man can close it. And when it shuts a door, when it has done so, no man can open it. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. And the Bible never revealed to us how long the apostles prayed before Peter was released from prison. But they engage the principle that powers the key of David, because it is specialized to doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On campus, we began to pray from 100 level. 200 level. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. When we finished school prayer, and I happened to, those days our church in the village was a praying church, right? So when I finished praying in school and I get back home in the same prayer pool, I was being stretched in the spirit. And we prayed for 3 years. And the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost came down. I'm not talking about power, people falling. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost coming down and walking on campus like a human being. And these were the experiences. Chronic unbelievers came and just meet you and say, I am tired of life. Just help me. We'll lead them to Christ. Ensure that they are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it continued for 2 months. That was the first time I experienced what a revival was. In a revival, you may not need an evangelist. Jesus, the presence of God, chokes the hearts of men and causes their souls to bow down in repentance. The heavens open. We didn't know what we were engaging by persistent prayer. We prayed even during exam season. Prayed when the school started, when the hostel was scanting. We engaged it for years. Until we became used to it, we now this love basking in his flames, not knowing that it was engaging the key of David. The hearts of men that were locked with brass and occultic stones. Have you ever been to a hotel that uses computer card to open the door? It just clog. And the big bolts will just click. It opens. And no man. Those guys, they didn't lose their salvation. No follow up. I remember one guy like that, a member of Black Axe. I didn't know he used to terrorize people. I came late because those days, you wake up early, then you put your bucket on the line. It's such a long line. And when I come to the tap, somebody will remove his own bucket. And so then now, if I come to the common room where people are smoking, they stop smoking till I leave. You know, I enjoy some some leverage, actually. And I was now wondering where the guy knew me, that he was honoring me by removing his bucket, putting it at the last, carrying my own food. He was one of the people that gave his life to Christ. The key of David began to open things. He began to open things. It was during that season that the anointing to slay, this anointing that brings people down, it was locked from heaven. Unlocked. So during that time, many things were being opened. If I trace my story, my walk with God, that point was a transition point where capacity, mighty capacity, started coming. Because a key was released. And the key is specialized in doing what? In opening doors. There are some deposits in your spirit that you may never know are there until they are open. That key of David was effectual in his operations as he opened things. And so it was the key of David that was engaged in the book of Acts chapter 12. Remember, it is what specialized with what? With doors. Now let us see how many doors they had to prevail over. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. But because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, put him in prison, and delivered him to what? 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him. Now, 4 quaternions of soldiers. That means there were 4 cells and 16 guards. The cells, you go from one gate, 4 gates. And then in each gate there were 4 soldiers, so 4 quaternions of soldiers. So that was why In the kingdom keys, it was the key of David that was required, because this was a limitation of doors. And prayers, the Bible says, were made, what? With thanksgiving. That's what engages it. There's a reason why I always quote, say that thing, inconsistency lies the power. I've seen it. I don't know much, oh, I know little. But the one I know, I know it well. It's not a lie. It's not a lie. It's true. What I saw, what came down from heaven was not a lie. The key of David was engaged. And then suddenly, there was no barrier that was forged by a door that could hold Peter down. Because the Bible says that this key of David, when it opens a door, no man can shut it. So we're not told that the doors that were open were later shut. There was no account to show that those doors were shut later. Even the iron gate of the city. You see, the thing is that the key has its way with doors. So even if it's the iron gate, anything that looks like a door. Hallelujah. Paul in his ministry said that God has set before him an effectual door, has opened it. Alright? God has granted an opportunity. He said there are many adversaries. In the midst of adversaries, the door, the effectual door, is still open. But you see, the principle of engaging that key, the principle of persistent prayers. And just like the preacher said yesterday, we engage persistent prayers when the situation is an unusual situation. So we cannot go on with the normal prayer style in the midst of turbulence, the midst of situations orchestrated against us from the realm of the spirit. We engage those situations, we engage those circumstances through the instrumentality of persistent prayers. Persistent prayers. We keep at it. We keep at it. We keep pressing into it. We keep calling upon the name of the Lord. We keep pressing. And some of you that are younger ones, we are not saying we are old, but those of you that are younger, you are opportune to be exposed to some of these things that will release your spirit at your age. You are blessed to have that advantage, because you will discover that there are some times that the key of David can even go into your future. And it opens things in your future before you come. By the time you are arriving there, you know somebody did over time before my arrival. The key of David that opened and no man shut it. That shut it and no man opened. So till this day, that spiritual market is shut because the key of David was used. Hallelujah. So we are going to engage the power of persistent prayer. Now, when demons operate, what they normally do is they like shutting you down. Engage the key of David. We have seen that key open wombs that were medically certified to be incapable of holding any seed. Hallelujah. The key of David. That's what we want to engage through persistent prayer. There are many things that happen when the key of David is released, is in operation. Because it is the key of the kingdom of heaven. But you are the one that uses it. And the way to use it is through persistent prayer. Then demand is made on it from the heavens. It is borne by the hand of an angel into the territory of request. And then it begins to function. One thing about the key of David is this: you can invite it into the territory. You can call it to come through persistent prayer, but you cannot tell the key to stop opening. You don't have any formula to invoke it. Say, okay, we are satisfied now. Stop. It keeps. It's just like you set fire on a bush and you went to sleep. When it has spread, you may not have the ability to call it back. The key of David keeps on opening and shutting things. That was what was coming to my heart while the service went on. The key of David. We are going to use that key. Because I felt that when we did the last prayer stretch, we didn't use the power that came with that prayer. A lot of power came with that prayer. The key, we didn't engage it. He said, it is you that we bind, not the angel. It is you, it's upon your binding that the angel goes to bind. It's upon your losing that the angel goes to lose. I have set before you an open door. So the Philadelphian church was able to know the open door because it was to them that the revelation of the key of David came. That means that church was a church of prayer. Jesus acknowledged that they had little strength, indicative of the fact that numerically they were not a force to reckon with. But they had the key of David on their side, at their disposal. Because they wielded a great strength and influence. And on the strength of that, they had an open door. Their number was nothing to reckon with. They had little strength numerically. But they wielded mighty influence, so much so that an open door was set before them. We want to pray today. Hallelujah. We are going to wield that key a little. And if there's anything that is shut up in your life, this will be a good day to lose. So much power came when we prayed that prayer. Some of the times the power was so much that I begin to wonder, what are we going to do with this kind of power? The power was too much. Was it Friday night? I just stood here. I just said, this power, what are we going to do with it? It was strange power. And that day we did not use up to 15% of the power. Where will we deploy this thing? Key of David that opened it, and no man shut it. The key of David that shut it, and no man opened it. Hallelujah. I'd like us to pray. We're going to pray some very deliberate prayers. Here's my opinion. That some blessings that are supposed to come to us have not come. People are shut down. In the spirit, they are prospering. But there's something, there's a door closed in the natural to so many people. I want to begin from there today. I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever ye shall bind, shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall bind shall be bound. There was an Ekankar lecturer we had those days. I hear he has died now. So terrible. And I went to preach in remedial class, preach the gospel. And his office was behind the hall. And I preached, led people to Christ. There was so much utterance and ventilation. We just finished night morning prayers. So I felt anointed. I had to look for a place to discharge so that you will not explode. I have to release it. After preaching that morning, the guy's office was behind like that. And I was going out of the auditorium and he ran barefooted from his office very fast and assaulted me. What was that shout all about? So I went to preach the gospel for God's sake. Say I distorted his meditation. His meditation was hanging on a delicate balance, and I compromised that balance. So, well, you were actually not in sight when the spiritual expedition was going on. How it affected you when I was not in your location is not something that we can explain right now. And the man now threatened me that I was not going to graduate. And I told him that it was not in his power to influence my destiny. So a fight, a battle line was drawn. Because we boasted by some powers. Maybe he boasted from his Ekankar table, and maybe as a lecturer he boasted. And I boasted by powers beyond his imagining. When the time came for him to execute his threat, he remembered his threat. But the key of David had shot his understanding. And so he was failing a particular young man, thinking the young man was me. Failed the man lavishly. You know, the key does not only open, it shuts. You can shut a man's mind, and all he has is an aberration. He has been blocked out. And after failing the young man for long, we got to finally, he now realized he had been failing the young man. So he had to walk up to me to ask me for my name, because he didn't know my name. And I knew the reason why he was asking me was so that he could afflict me. And I told him my name. Here's my name. I didn't lie to him. The time we did the exam that he wanted to fail me, I went to lock, bind, and he was struck with sickness. He was so sick that somebody else had to mark his paper. When they marked it and Senate sat on it and approved it to become legal results, he revived from the hospital. Yes, I heard he is dead now. I pray he gave his life to Christ before he died. He used to have a long beard like this. When he revived from the hospital bed, he shaved it. You can shut some things down. You can shut some things down. Till I graduated, the man never answered my greeting. When we just pretend us. Hallelujah. In fact, I heard him teach, was lecturing one class, knowing fully well that that class was not my class. He said, we advise students and then some of them pray for us to die. So obviously he has gone to consult. I didn't pray for him to die. I just removed the power for him to fail me from his hand. And the way it manifested was that he was afflicted. The power to fail me was no longer there. The intention was there. God didn't touch it. But the power to execute it, that one was another person's hand. It was bound. I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound. Now we're going to take some time to pray. I would like us to focus on the things that have been shut. And ask God to open them. Can you rise up on your feet so that we pray together? Things that are shut in your life. That's what we want to pray about today. That God will open them up. God will occasion the release of open doors. Why not begin by giving Him praise and glory? Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Kabon Sheke Mahabalata Menoski. Mombra Sike Papala Nari Kopa de no Sekle Reba Shombarakante Toba Nahila Manda. Give Him glory. Munta Sete Moro Kore. Jeminantos Kaila Babarakos Kinde La Baburamata. Mabra seko, mabra sata babela konsheke makindo zamina hadelia. Mambro saka mata planta baboria shabela kuria. Shabela kuria masika maratambra saila mazahanda. Embo saka malabarabara. Give Him glory and praise today. Nahababababu. Ha ha ha. Kovese nehembre kabo shakamanta babo. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. The great God, the great King. Amaramasintobala. Mirakante soberakanda baboria. Oh God, oh God, we worship. Inkoba sabarata brante kusabinakadia. Shembre ketam hoshan detatura manabras ketamananda baboli manebukus. Shebondya sinta mananta shebriya rababose kaparan. Babrasata babonsa matablanta baseba litakaria. Shebre ketadimos kanda babasia la babanda. Mumbra saila kurene skenda pre. Mabosa matablanta babola mata. Mabonta seta barabasaila brantaba bolata, mabon senta brantaba bala, babra sata babalata masketo, babra seto kamenaziza nahanda baboria seta bohode, inka babasoko badeskondra, malatos kenta bina brantaba bola kambraila, sheba babata brantaba bosketa bina brantaba bala, babra sata brantaba bosamata brantaba bala. We give you praise, we give you glory. We exalt your great name, we magnify you. Manto seke manikama. Manto seke, mantos siklamatane mokoria sabalatane. Manto si praskanta babalameskopre. Usaketa manta bosa balabalabala. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We have seen that the key of David is specialized in opening doors that are shut and in shutting doors that are open. Now we want to open some shut doors. Shut doors of people's salvation in our families. Shut doors of physical and financial breakthroughs that are long overdue. Shut doors. There are some people that have resisted the gospel for so long. We can open those doors today. And I want us to begin to pray now to open shut doors. Shut doors. And every shut door in your life, every shut door in your family, every life that is as though this one has resisted the gospel. Maybe once and again they become sober. But over time, they harden up again. It's a shut door. We want to engage the kingdom keys, the key of David, to open that door. To open that door. To open that door. To open that door. To open it. To open it. To open it. To open it. Handos Sabaraka Basketo David.
Oh. The psalmist says, he teaches my hands to war. Paul, speaking in the epistle, say, I don't run anyhow, as if I am beating the bush. So we are going, yesterday we heard that the Holy Spirit beareth witness of the covenant. We are going to ask him to teach us how to war at a time like this. Let us not just be misfiring. Let us not be misfiring. This is not a time to pray any kind of prayer. Let it be targeted prayer. Let the Holy Spirit download the technology of prayer. Let him teach us at a time like this. Pray in the name of Jesus. I so run, not as one that is beating the air. Oh, if you taught David how to walk, I am your child too. At a time like this, you said of Issachar, they knew the time and what Israel ought to have done at that time. May you teach me what I as a Christian should do at a time like this. Show me the technology of prayer. My hands out to war. Teach my hands to war. Teach my heart to war. Teach my heart. stressing the fact that the prayer has to be constant, ceaseless. Today I went to the farm. I'm doing one farm after Daudu. And when we were in the farm, so many of these Fulani herdsmen came. This batch will come, go. In fact, my children wanted to run. I told them not to run. This batch will come and go. So what the Holy Spirit ministered to me is that they are mapping. They are mapping. So it's not yet Uhuru. It's not yet peace. We are going to cry unto God. Yesterday again we were talking of the covenant. Covenant. It's not because of us. It's in spite of us. Lord, you have spoken concerning this land. You have spoken concerning this state. You have spoken concerning these people. Remember your covenant. Not because these people are righteous. Not because they deserve to be delivered. But remember the covenant. Let's pray. Because if we don't pray, what we break out will be worse than what we saw. And there were so many. The first bite that came, there were like 5. The second bite were like 6. There was another batch, those ones that didn't count. Just within a small, there are many in the bush. So, and they are having their weapons. Not that they are without weapons. They are still having the weapons. So we are going to cry unto God. It is only you that can bring permanent solution to this matter. It is only you that can bring true deliverance. And that particular village, you know, they didn't leave. So after they came, the other people were going back. The Fulani herdsmen called the militia head there and told him that Shebi is rejoicing that this his village has not been attacked. They are coming and they are going to do a wonderful job. That's what he called the militia man in that village. So now they are inside the village. But of course they say there's peace now. They shouldn't attack our people. We shouldn't attack them. But once there's an opening, they enter your farm. Even today, somebody's cassava was embedded. And I was told the next village, 5 of their cows were killed because they left them inside. So we are going to cry. We are going to pray. It's not that repetition of prayer is bad. But I think what Jesus was against is all these prayers that is not carried from a burden. Somebody else will write a prayer for you to repeat. That is the empty repetition. But when a prayer is born out of a burden, you can pray it as many times. Because Daniel was not praying so many things. He was praying for the deliverance of his people from captivity for 3 weeks. In Luke 18, the woman came. It was not many requests she was asking. Avenge me of this my enemy. And he wouldn't give the judge any space. We are going to pray. Lord, because of the covenant, you are a covenant keeping God. Even in our situation, Lord God, you will maintain this covenant. Why should it be said that, you know, this promise of revival, so many people have heard it. Why should they say that the God that promised them was not able to bring it to pass? Because of the covenant. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Oh my God. Thank you. their maps, the mapping they are doing, let it be disorganized. Secondly, yesterday we were told the earth keep records of certain things. If you read in Leviticus, God told the children of Israel now to do certain things because the land, the earth, will vomit them. So, as Apostle was saying, some of the payback or retribution laws that we had, it wasn't that God was actually avenging, it's to stop the earth from ejecting the inhabitants, vomiting them. That was why they had to pay immediately, so that the earth will be at peace. We are going to pray. Every record of theirs that is kept by the earth, let God remember it. Let God remember it. And as we are saying, every mapping they have done, let it be disorganized. Let it be disorganized. All their gods, let them fail them at this time. Their enchantment, their divination, let it fail them. You know, the people that said Baal were so sure that Baal will give them the correct prediction. So much that when King Ahab sent for the true prophet, you know, the man had the God to slap him. That way went the Spirit of God. So divination can fail. It has been favoring them, but it will fail them. So that's our last prayer. God, don't forget any of the records that is being kept by the earth. Remember it. You know, there was a night that King Ahasuerus could not sleep because a record was somewhere and God needed it to solve a problem. Let the records be revealed tonight concerning these people. You know, the people are in fear. I was told that small children like Joshua, when they see them now, they will take to their heels, just running. My own that were bigger than this one, they wanted to run. I said, don't go. Don't go anywhere. Let's see what they will do. So there's a lot of fear still. But our God, let him remember a record concerning these people during this season. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Oh,
In Jesus' name we pray. I'd like us to make this declaration before we close. Bible says in the book of Colossians, it says that by the blood of his cross, he has reconciled all things unto himself. Things in the heavens, things in the earth, and beneath the earth have been reconciled back to him. It means that the waters, the trees, the grasses, the stars, the cloud, by that blood, there is alignment with him. We want to pray. We want to pray on that scripture. That the land, we stand for the will of the Lord in this land. That the trees and the cloud above this land, the rain that falls, we rise up to defend the will of the Lord in this land. Against the enemy, against their sorceries, their enchantment, their divination. We want to say, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, let the land, let the trees, let the rain that falls, the cloud over this region, let it stand to defend the will of the Lord in this region, in this land. Can we pray? Against the powers of Islam, against the power, every sorcery, every enchantment, every divination, let the land, let the waters, let the cloud over it, let the stars that shine over it in the night, let the trees, the grasses, every living thing that creep upon the face of the earth, let it stand, let them arise to defend the will of the Lord in this land. Against the enemy, against the powers of Islam, their sorcery, their enchantment, their divination, let every creature in this region rise up to defend the will of the Lord against the powers of Islam, against their sorcery, their enchantment, their divination. Every created thing by the blood of Jesus to arise to defend the will of the Lord in this land against the powers of Islam, against their sorcery, their enchantment, their divination, their incantation, their spells, in the mighty name of Jesus, their human sacrifices. In the name of Jesus, we cover the Bible's by the blood of Jesus, we cover the Bible's catabalanga, Maliboro Tobos catabalanga, Maliboro Tobos catabalanga, Maliboro Tobos catabalanga, Maliboro catabalanga, Maliboro I like you to declare desolation to the mosque. Stretch forth your hand and declare desolation to the mosque.
I'd like you to speak to it to wither. Let the mocks wither. The central mocks opposite us. Let it wither. Let desolation fall upon it. Let it meet with desolation. Let it become a wilderness. An uninhabited place. Let it be desolate. We declare desolation. 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 To the mocks. The central mocks in desolation. 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 We command it to wither. Let the spirit that upholds that place wither. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, I'd like you to declare over your life and family and say, Lord, you will preserve. You will grant your angels charge over my life and my family to keep me from every stone, every stumbling of the enemy that the enemy will bring. Can we declare? Grant your angels charge over my life, over my family, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. You are the Lion and the Lamb, Word of the Father. Forever you remain the same, Lion and the Lamb, Word of the Father. Forever you remain the same. And that is who he is to us. He's a lamb of sacrifice and a lion, a refuge of defense for us.
The same Lion of the Lamb, Word of the Father, forever you
let the offering basket go around.
Who is like God to me? Who is like God to me?